Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines. In this bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire, we look back at some of the top headlines from the week in the world of sports and entertainment. David Crosby, who was inducted twice into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of The Byrds and Crosby, Stills, and Nash, has died. Snoop Dogg and Gloria Estefan highlight a list of artists heading into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Taylor Swift's guitar is among items heading to a charity auction. And the Buffalo Bills' DeMar Hamlin faces a long road to recovery. Those stories and more from the Associated Press.
Musician David Crosby has died at the age of 81, according to several media outlets, including the New York Times. I'm Archie Zaraletta with a look at his life. David Crosby was a member of the Byrds until they pushed him out. He met up with Stephen Stills and Graham Nash for Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and sometimes with Neil Young. While CSN and CSNY had hits like Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, Our House, and Woodstock, the songs Crosby contributed were more artsy. He said in a 2014 AP interview he just wrote weird stuff.
At first, you know, that was disturbing, you know, because I wanted to have hits like Stephen has or like Graham has. You know, I'm not ever going to have a hit. I've never had a hit. I will never have a hit.
Among Crosby's claims to fame, he was the genetic father of the two children of Melissa Etheridge and her then-partner, Julie Zeifer. Snoop Dogg, Gloria Estefan, and Jeff Lynne are among the inductees for this year's Songwriters Hall of Fame. Snoop Dogg's wordplay and Gloria Estefan's Latin rhythms have gotten the attention of the Songwriters Hall of Fame. They will be honored at a gala in New York on June 15th. Other inductees include Jeff Lynne of Electric Light Orchestra and smooth operator, writer Sade. Liz Rose, who co-wrote songs like You Belong With Me with Taylor Swift, also goes into the Hall of Fame. Glenn Ballard, famous for helping Alanis Morissette with her Jagged Little Pill album, will be inducted. So will Teddy Riley, who is credited with creating the New Jack Swing movement. Taylor Swift, Eminem, and Joni Mitchell have donated memorabilia that will be auctioned to raise money for charity. Julian's Auctions estimates Taylor Swift's autographed acoustic guitar emblazoned with the artwork from her Evermore album will sell for between $5,000 and $10,000. Eminem wrote the word shady on a pair of Nike Air Max shoes that could sell for up to $3,000. Joni Mitchell donated a signed print of her original oil painting of Jimi Hendrix. Other items were donated by BTS, Paul McCartney, Katy Perry, and Ozzy Osbourne. The February 5th auction outside Los Angeles will benefit Music Cares, the Recording Academy's charity for musicians.
Alec Baldwin is going to be charged with involuntary manslaughter in New Mexico. Cinematographer Helena Hutchins was shot and killed on the set of the movie Rust in 2021. Baldwin has said he didn't know the gun he fired on the set had live bullets. Baldwin spoke to police after the shooting.
It should have been a cold gun with no rounds inside or dummy rounds, cosmetic rounds, no flash.
Prosecutors cited a criminal disregard for safety. The AP unveiled its first annual Top 25 Movie List. The experts pick the best movies. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
You may have heard of the AP Sports Poll that ranks college teams each week. The AP Top 25 Movie Poll is similar, but just once a year. It polled writers, reporters, and critics in newspaper, TV, radio, and online. Their pick is the best film of 2022.
We're still the best of friends.
The Irish dark comedy, The Banshees of Inisherin. The sci-fi film, Everything Everywhere, All at Once was a close second, followed by the Cate Blanchett drama Tar. The sci-fi horror film Nope is fourth, with the historical drama The Woman King in fifth. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Award-winning actor, singer, and best-selling author Bob Odenkirk, perhaps best known as the shady lawyer Saul Goodman on Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, has been named the 2023 Man of the Year by Harvard University's Hasty Pudding Theatricals. Spacey's award is from the National Cinema Museum in the northern city of Turin.
I'm truly blessed and grateful and humbled.
After multiple allegations of sexual assault surfaced, Spacey lost his starring role on the Netflix series House of Cards and saw other opportunities dry up.
My heart is very full tonight toward the Museum of Cinema for having had the La Palle to invite me tonight.
That's Italian for the balls. Spacey did not directly address the allegations. He's scheduled to go on trial in London in June on a dozen charges alleging he sexually assaulted four men between 2001 and 2013. A federal jury in a New York civil case found Spacey did not sexually abuse actor Anthony Rapp. I'm Ed Donahue.
Authorities say actor Julian Sands has been missing since Friday in the Southern California mountains. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department says the 65-year-old actor was reported missing by his family last Friday when he didn't return from hiking a trail on Mount Baldy. Sheriff spokesperson Gloria Huerta tells KABC that rescue crews searching the San Gabriel Mountains had to suspend the ground search on Saturday because of trail conditions and avalanche risks.
The conditions are too dangerous. In fact, even some of the more experienced hikers are getting themselves into trouble up there.
Sand starred opposite Helena Bonham Carter in the 1985 British romance A Room with a View. He also had a major role in 1989's Warlock, as well as other films. Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin has a long road to recovery after collapsing on the field and going into cardiac arrest on January 2nd. Hamlin's marketing representative, Jordan Rooney, tells the Associated Press that Hamlin still requires oxygen and that his heart is monitored regularly. Rooney says Hamlin is able to visit the team's facility, but, quote, is not in position to travel often and requires additional rest to help his body heal, end quote. Bills coach Sean McDermott said earlier this week that Hamlin is taking a baby step at a time. I'm Donna Warder.
Visiting the White House is the NBA champion Golden State Warriors and their star, Steph Curry.
Great opportunity for us from the basketball community to thank President Biden and his staff for all their hard work and diligence on getting Brittany Griner home. It was a big part of our basketball family, and it means a lot to know that she's here and home safe with her family.
Griner was released from a Russian prison. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Italian tennis player Camilla Giorgi has denied allegations she obtained a false COVID-19 vaccine certificate to allow her to travel. A doctor is under investigation in Italy for supplying false certificates and fake vaccine, and Giorgi's name was revealed in a long list of people implicated by an Italian newspaper on Tuesday. After her 6-0-6-1 win at the Australian Open, Giorgi confirmed that she'd visited the doctor but said she'd done nothing wrong, adding, "Any fault is the doctor's." Ahead of the tournament, Tennis Australia chief executive Craig Tilley said he was not aware of the fake certificate claims. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.